You're listening to Wholesaling Inc. episode number 1215.
I'll tell you, this is a definitely a learning lesson, and I've been guilty of this many times when the seller's just like, make me an offer, and I make the offer, and it's usually too high. It's like, he who says the price first always loses.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. I am your host today, Brent Bowers, and today I have Kenny Kamdoum. He's been a land shark now for a little over a year and a half, and this guy is absolutely crushing it in land. He actually started out cold calling homeowners, and he did that first land deal by calling a homeowner. The homeowner didn't want to sell the house, but he had a piece of land that he wanted to, quote, get rid of. And Kenny knew that those words were absolute motivation. Kenny's going to also talk to you about one of his best land deals that he did, and in 6 months' time, made over six figures, over $100,000 in net profit. And he's going to tell you exactly how he did it from beginning to end. And there's one caveat, where there's not actually a caveat. That's not the correct word, but there's one way that he did it. He followed up. He continued touching base with his seller for 6 months' time. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Let's get right into it. Kenny Kamdoum, welcome back. Welcome back to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast.
Thank you.
In 30 to 60 seconds, tell Rhino Nation a little bit about yourself.
Yo, how's it going, Rhino Nation? My name is Kenny Kamdoum. I was born in Cameroon and grew up pretty much in Maryland, Montgomery County. You know, I'm 26 now. I went to Clarksburg High School. I have a couple of like background in like sales and stuff like that. Like I was a car salesman, supercar salesman for a little bit before I was, you know, full-time real estate and entrepreneur. You know, but it took me quite a while to kind of get here. So, you know, while I was like doing the cars, like selling cars and stuff, I was still trying to do real estate on the side. And I've been trying to do real estate for like full time for like 2 years before I was actually able to even make any type of money from it. But like once I did my first deal, it just like took off from there. Like once I did that, like one deal, it just kind of took off. Yeah, we are full time 2 years in.
2 years in. When did you move to the United States, Kenny?
I moved to the United States in 2007.
2007. So not very long ago, actually. So You got into car sales, took you a couple years to kind of, you know, get your real estate business moving. You know, why real estate? What brought you into wanting to be in real estate? You're doing pretty well with cars.
Yeah.
You know, just having other conversations with you.
Yeah, I was doing pretty well with cars. The reason why I actually got into cars was because of real estate, because I was like trying to wholesale, but I figured that I just sucked at sales, you know, and then that I just needed somewhere I can, you know, practice my sales skills. So that's why I was like, you know, maybe if I go to car salesman, if I'm good, I can at least use that position to kind of better myself in sales. And so
car sales was kind of more of a building block to prep for the next sales business.
Exactly. Okay. And it was like, it was actually the perfect job for me because it kind of gave me a sense of independence. And I was making money based off like what I produce. So I knew like, you know, to make more money, I just had to like produce more. That also was the reason why I went into sales, because I was like, you know, the earning cap is a little bit more. Even when I graduated high school and I was going into college, I knew that I wanted to make money in the world, and I didn't know what like type of job I wanted to do. And so I was always like switching my major. And once I was targeted by this ad, and this person was talking about like, oh, you can make money in real estate. You can make $10,000 in the deal. And I was like, well, that's a lot of money, you know? And I was like, man, why would I like go and start focusing on $100 when I can just, you know, make $10,000 in one deal, do 10 of those, that's 10 deals in a year. And then I make $100,000 in a year and I'm good, you know? And so that's really like what enticed me to go into real estate. But, you know, everything was still a journey to even get to that point.
Well, let's talk about that first deal, the one that changed your life, you know, the one that kind of got you rolling, because everyone's just, you know, a lot of people listening are trying to do their first deal. How did you find that first deal?
So the way I was really going about trying to get my first deal is through cold calling. And, you know, because it was like the cheap way, I didn't have too much money to spend on it. And I had time that I can allocate from, you know, from time to time to actually go into and call people. And the first deal, I was calling on his house and he told me that the house is not for sale, but that he has like a lot that he has that's available for sale. And I was like, I didn't know what that was. I didn't know what to do with it. And I was like, man, but he was telling me that like, oh yeah, I'll get rid of it. So I was like, damn, like his motivation to like sell that lot is really high.
Get rid of it. You know, every time I hear a seller say get rid of it, that means they're like, they're unemotional about it. They are completely detached from
it. Yeah, exactly. And going through like my years in real estate doing cold calling before, like that was like what I learned was like the key to motivation, you know? And so once I heard that, but I didn't know like what to do with the land, I just went ahead and I just Googled like how to wholesale land. And somebody told me just get it for like very, very low or like a very like cheap price, you know, 20% of the value or something like that. And I was like, okay, well, you know, if I can do that, then I can probably sell it to somebody that will buy it for a little bit more. So I've got it under contract. The way I found my buyer was I was putting on like these different type of marketplaces like OfferUp. I was putting it on Facebook Marketplace. I was putting it on like eBay and, you know, trying to see if people would buy like land, because I was thinking like I heard some people would do that. And somebody ended up actually contacting me from Facebook and they told me that they wanted to buy the land. So we had to kind of like renegotiate the contract with the seller. And so we ended up like renegotiated and everything ended up like working out, and the buyer ended up paying me like $2,500. So that was like my first deal that I've ever done. And it was like, just like pure land.
So the buyer paid you $2,500. What did you have the land under contract for?
So I had the land under contract for $25,000. And sold it for, I believe, like $27,500.
Okay, so you had the land under contract for $25,000. You ended up selling it for $27,500.
Mm-hmm.
So about a $2,500 profit.
Yep.
On the first deal.
On the first deal, yeah.
And so it sounds like you had to renegotiate it. Were you too high the first time?
Yeah, I was too high on the first time. And like, because I didn't know, like, I didn't know what land was. People were telling me you can't build on it. So I was thinking, oh man, you know, it's not even worth anything. So,
yeah, you picked up on the motivation.
Yeah.
Then got it under contract. Mm-hmm. So you just went for it.
Yeah, I just went for it.
And I applaud you for taking action.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know. Like, the seller was like, yeah, whatever the price is, I'll sell it. So I was like, well, okay, well, if you're that eager to sell it, I'll try to see whatever I can do to make it work, you know, so that, you know, everybody can be able to go ahead and, like, you know, get what they want.
So did the seller give you a price, or did you just throw one out there for the seller?
I just threw one out because he was telling me, make me an offer. Like, he kept on saying, okay, like, make me an offer. And I didn't know. I looked on the Maryland records, see what it was assessed for. And I just kind of like threw like less than half of what it was assessed for. And he accepted it like immediately. And then we got it on a contract. So I was like marketing, but I was marketing it for like a really long time. And I couldn't move it. And then I think I was marketing it for like 30 days and I couldn't move it.
Okay.
And then somebody finally came up and was like, hey, well, if you can do, I think I had it at 33. And then he was like, well, if you can do 25, I'll go ahead and I'll buy it. And I was like, and then me and the buyer kind of like negotiated, and I wanted to like increase the price so I can get to like the closest I could. And he said, and I think we ended up like at $27,500. And then I was like, well, I'm just going to have to renegotiate with the seller. And I didn't even want that much. I just wanted to do my first deal, you know, like I just wanted to like complete it. I was going to be fine if I was even made $1,000. I just wanted like the whole process to go through and
proof of concept just to know it works.
Yeah.
And still, that's quite a few cars. If you're only getting $100, were you only getting $100 per car that you sold?
I was getting $200 per car that I sold.
$200 per car. All right. So how long does it take to sell a car on average?
Probably like a week.
A week to sell one car. Yeah. So 2,500, like, let me just do the math. 2,500 divided by 200, that's 12 and a half cars. How many hours would you say from the time you made this first call to the time you got that money in your bank account, how many hours would you say you spent on that one deal?
For that one deal,
your first deal,
it didn't really take that much. I would say probably like 2 hours.
Okay, a little over $1,000 an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, better than most decent attorneys, I guess.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. So that's the first deal. And let me ask you, I know you were calling on houses. What list were you calling on? Like, what was the list? Condemned, code violation, vacant?
Absentee owners.
Okay. So he did not live anywhere near this land.
No, he didn't. He lived like far away, but he still lived in the same state though, you know? But he didn't like live close to the property though.
Yeah. I'll tell you, this is a definitely a learning lesson. And I've been guilty of this many times when the seller's just like, make me an offer. And I make the offer and it's usually too high. It's like, he who says the price first always loses. So now it's like, I kind of with tongue in cheek, you know, just with a big smile, say, you know, would $50 do it? and usually it's like, I can't tell you, like over half the time, the seller's like, heck no, I wouldn't sell for less than $18,000. And then you kind of was like, oh, wait a minute. So are you saying that $18,000 would get the deal done? Is that the best you can do? And then they'll come down even more. Yeah. It's just hilarious what people do. So just Rhino Nation, take that. You know, you'll always want to shut up and be quiet and mute your phone after you say, you know, what's the least you can do? Well, you make me an offer. You're the one that sent me the postcard or you're the one that sent me the letter. Okay, I'll make you an offer. Would $50 do it?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, usually it won't, but sometimes they're like, yeah, why not? Let's do it. But they might come back. They're going to come back with something, usually, most of the time. And then you just say, you know, oh, geez, is that the best you could do? And then silence again, mute your phone. And they will talk themselves down, especially when they're unemotional about it, detached, trying to get rid of it. So that's awesome. Now let's move into one of your best deals you've done. I know you've done a tremendous amount of land deals. You just told me before we hit the record button, you have 11 under contract right now. I want to hear Kenny's best deal now.
I mean, the best deal I've ever done, Brent, honestly, is the most recent deal that closed. I will say just about 5 days ago, I closed on this really big property and it was 200 acres. So one, it was the most, you know, the biggest plot of land I've ever sold. And then two, it was like also the biggest profit I've ever made on it. It ended up taking me about maybe like 6 months of work with the seller to go ahead and do this deal. But we ended up getting it under contract for $270,000. And we sold it, Brent, for $450.
So you got it under contract for $270,000. How much did you sell it for?
$450,000.
Mm-hmm. You bought it for $270,000. Did you personally buy this or did you have it under contract?
I just had it under contract. I put $1,000 down.
You put $1,000 down as earnest money deposit?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Victory bell for Kenny. That is powerful. All right, so before we get into, I want to deep dive this bad boy. Hold your feet to the fire because I promise you I do that. What did you make? What did you make for net profit on this deal? 6 months
away. Net profit. It was $60 short of $150,000.
So you made $150,000 net profit on this deal.
Yep.
$450,000 you sold it for. I'm doing the math. I got my calculator out. I'm verifying this. $450,000 minus $270,000. I think you're missing some money here. That's $180,000 difference.
Well, there was my realtor fees.
Oh, realtor. Okay. You paid a realtor commission.
Yeah, gotcha. There were my realtor fees.
All right.
And then, you know, the double close fees, the funding fees. And then I had to also split with my partner as well.
Okay. That makes more sense. So you double closed this. So you basically did a simultaneous close where, you know, title put it in your name and then immediately in your buyer's name.
Yep.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
$150,000 net profit. 200 acres. Was this out in Maryland?
It was Maryland, yeah.
Like, I didn't even realize there was 200 acre parcels out there. So I'm just imagining now, and correct me if I'm wrong, you probably had no comps to work with.
None.
You probably had no clue what this land was worth. Mm-mm. You probably had no clue what to buy it for. Most people would run. Well, this is why there's no competition in land. Mm-hmm. There was so much uncertainty in that deal. And this proves me time and time again, anytime I'm uncertain on a piece of land, that's usually when I make the most profit. Yep. I mean, I've got 5 acres I'm buying by Daytona Beach right now. And I have no clue what we can sell the land for. I do know that a parcel about 1/5 the size just sold for twice the amount I'm paying for the land. And yes, I said that correctly. So I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to have a pretty good deal here. Yeah. But when there's so much uncertainty, that's when the biggest dollar amounts are made. So Kenny, like, how in the world did you figure out, like, first of all, like, how did you have the guts to go and put 200 acres under contract?
Honestly, I've done a lot of deals in the past, and this particular seller, I've done a deal with him before. So it was like, but he never told me he had another plot of land. So I bought a piece of land from him before, like personally bought it. Like that was the only thing we've done. And then I sent some marketing out to a different county. And I guess he owned land in that county too. So then he told me he received the letter and that he'll be interested in selling that land too. So I was like, oh, so we kind of have already a mutual connection. He already knows that I can, you know, I can perform. And so I kind of had like the confidence that like, well, if I can just get a good deal on this land, then no matter what, I will just be able to sell it, you know?
You know, in the small town I come from, we call that a twofer. Two for one. You know, you got a two for one deal. And you do enough deals. I actually had a seller sell me 2 pieces of land. And it was years later in a different state. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how these things happen.
It's amazing.
So, that's incredible.
And so when I asked him how much you wanted for the land, you know how we talked about, oh, the person says the price first. And he told me, at first he told me he wanted $300,000. I was like, I told myself, I was like, man, even at that price, it's a deal, right? And I knew already, like, at that price, it's a deal because it's 200 acres in Maryland. You can use it for so much. Like, you can use it for, like, hunting land. You can use it for agricultural. So, you know, it has a lot of uses. And I looked also on Zillow, and I was like, one, these type of lands don't even come often, so you know it's very valuable. And then two, I looked at a recent lot that sold, and I was like, man, there was like a lot that sold. It was like maybe 325 acres for like 600,000. And, you know, I kind of like divided it, and I was like, man, you know, like it just makes sense. It kind of just makes sense. Even if I put it 200, 450, somebody's going to buy this just because like just land over there is just doesn't come like that often, you know?
No, it doesn't. How did you find the second time? It sounds like you mailed him a second time. What list was he on? Like, what list were you mailing?
I was just mailing to every landowner in that county.
You didn't even care. You were just mailing landowners that own land in that county.
Yeah.
So what did this letter look like? Was it a postcard? Was it the land offer letter?
It was just a regular neutral letter, like a letter that kind of just says, hey, look, I know you own some land here. We buy land. If you're interested in selling the land, we'll be interested in buying. Give us a call here. Here's our website if you need any information. And, you know, just to keep it short and plain, that's pretty much what the letter says.
Yeah. Oh, it's powerful. Powerful. Rhino Nation, I am actually triple split testing letters right now. And I'm testing a postcard. I'm testing a neutral letter. I'm testing the land offer letter. And this letter I'm about to mention right now is getting us by far the absolute best results. And it is yours today, Rhino Nation. If you go to thelandsharks.com/LOL, as in laugh out loud, or land offer letter, thelandsharks.com/LOL. That is by far getting me the most deals right now out of everything we're sending. So use it, enjoy it. Go out there and get some land deals just like Kenny. All right, Kenny, so you got the thing under contract. You worked it 6 months. So how did you find the buyer for this thing? Did you use a real estate agent or did you put it on Facebook and eBay and OfferUp and all these things you're talking about?
Honestly, this deal was such a great deal and I knew it was such a great deal. I wanted to like raise money to buy the deal. You know, I wanted to like actually take it down and turn around and resell it. but I couldn't. I couldn't raise the money. And so I just
reached- Next time you have one of those, call me. We'll raise some money together.
No, for real. That's what I got to start doing next time, because, you know, it's just like everybody wins. But I ended up actually reaching out to one of my realtors, and I've sold multiple land deals with him before. And he's been, you know, just a great resource and just a great tool. Forever grateful to even have, you know, be able to work with that realtor. And, you know, he's the one who also confirmed the numbers on the deal. You know, I said, hey, do you think you would have a buyer for that? And he said, oh, yeah, for sure. And made me even more confident about it. And so, you know, once I got in the contract, put my earnest money deposit, I, you know, gave it to him. And he ended up just like doing the whole thing, doing like the rest of the work, found the buyer. And once he told me he found the buyer, we just, you know, ended up double closing on it.
That's beautiful. How did you find this realtor?
So I was looking through when I was building like this land business. At first, I was like doing the dispo myself. And I was like, man, it would be so much easier if I just had somebody who would do it. And there was this one time I was struggling to sell this lot. It was a commercial lot. And I was like, man, if I could just have somebody who could be able to sell this lot for me, that'd be amazing. And I was looking online. And I think at this one time, there was a period of time I had like MLS access. And I was looking in that area of where the lot was. And I found that like there was the same realtor sold kind of like a similar lot that was, you know, close to what the lot I was trying to sell. So I was like, well, let me just see if, you know, maybe like his buyer will be interested in that lot too. And so I called that realtor, and he was telling me that like he'll be willing to work with me. I told him that, you know, I'm a wholesaler, you know, if he works with wholesalers and stuff like that. And he said, yeah. And so we did that first lot. He sold it for me. And then ever since then, I was like, yo, I'll just feed you the landing. I'll just feed you the deals. You sell it. And, you know, we can kind of just all make money like that. So that's pretty much how I started.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. All right. Final words of advice. What would you tell someone just getting started in this or looking to get started? What would you say to them, Kenny?
I would definitely tell them to definitely get in. And if they're even looking to get started, I would say nothing happens without commitment. And when you commit, you have to stay committed, because the only people who win are the people who stay committed. And I keep on looking back at, man, if I never stayed committed for like the 2 years that it took me to get that first deal, if I never took a chance even after that first deal to go into the business, if I wasn't so committed, I would never have been here. So that would just be my message. Find something to just stay committed, find a reason to stay committed. You know, listening to podcasts like this is what I was doing as well. Just anything for inspiration, motivation. And it's possible, man. It's possible for you to make a killing in real estate, because there's just so much out there.
All right, Kenny, how can people get in touch with you?
Instagram's the best way. YouTube as well. Overall, everywhere you can find me on Facebook, my tag is the same. It's Kenny Kamdoum, K-A-M-D, as in David, O-U-M. That's my last name.
All right, Rhino Nation, you have it. Been in the United States for what, 16 years now?
Yeah.
I mean, you moved over here. You are crushing it. $150,000 on one of your best land deals. Took you 6 months. You got 11 other contracts. I mean, you even did great on your first land deals, on your first land deal. Guys, stay committed. Take action.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
I wanted to make sure they understand. It took me only 6 months of follow-up. Okay, so I was following up with the seller because he was the one who was like hesitating on whether he wanted to sell. But once I got it under contract, I sold it in 30 days.
Ah, thank you so much for clarifying that, because I thought it was 6 months from the first time to the time you got paid.
No.
But you actually kept touching base. Oh, man, I needed to hear that. And there's a guy selling a ranch out in Florida. And he ignored me the other day. He didn't even reply back to my text. And I thought about it this morning. I was like, man, I need to reach out to him again. And I just didn't do it. So that is what I needed to hear. And that's what we all need to hear. We need to follow up until they sell to you or die. You know, that's it. Like, sell to me or someone else. Like, I'm going to follow up until then. Rhino Nation, I want you to take action right now. This is the show. Head on over to thelandsharks.com. fill out the application and put everything in that application. We're taking on more sharks. If you want to be a shark, I want you to fill out that application. If you're one shoe in, one shoe out, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, don't even fill out the application. We are looking for people that want to be sharks, just like Kenny. Change your life, stay committed. God bless, and we'll see you next time.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.